Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Judge less, feel better. This week on my Instagram, we rolled this out as a new hashtag. Hashtag judge less, feel better. Here's what I know a lot of people want in 2020. Emotional freedom. There's so much emotional weight and exhaustion in our current culture because of social media, but also it's how people live their lives. Like, if you are constantly judging yourself, you feel terrible, especially if you're judging yourself in a negative way. But what's happening is social media has taught us to judge something in 15 seconds or less, in 60 seconds or less, in 100 characters or less. And so you are constantly, all think about this. This is something humanity is missing right now. This action, quick scrolling through, has sped up the speed of our judgment. We are training each day to judge faster. You follow?
We don't realize it. We are physicalizing rapid judgment in our culture. It's why I don't look at my phone very often. Think about that for a minute. We are physicalizing rapid judgment. The infinite scroll created a situation in which you are infinitely judging at faster pace. And as you judge at faster pace, it's come into your brain and you don't even know it. It's literally part of you. Now you see her, judge. In 1 second, you've judged her in a second or less. And it's gotten faster in the human brain because of our technology and our tools. But also, judgment leads to exhaustion. Judgment leads to exhaustion. That's why I say, judge less, feel better. Please notice how often you're judging other people. Like, I think one of the reasons I have great relationships, I don't judge people. Sometimes if they do an action that's not right or something, I'll call them out. I'm very explicit about that. But I don't judge a person's character. I don't like globalize and generalize about people because I think all of us are going through struggle and it's hard sometimes. And we don't all have our best days every day. And so I'm like, if you ever talk to a person who is forgiving, I'm that guy. I'm like so fast in forgiving because when I was 19 years old, I couldn't forgive a woman who cheated on me in a relationship. And then I couldn't forgive myself for actions that probably led to her cheating on me in the relationship. And so I hated myself and I hated her and I held on that to the point I became suicidal. And I got it. I was like, if I don't learn to let go, I'm gonna be miserable or take my life. And so I developed this capacity, for me it was a spiritual capacity by reading a lot of books in spirituality, of like understanding that I have to forgive and I've got to let go. And so I've practiced for 20 years trying to do that. So if I get upset about something, I try to let it go super fast. Acknowledge it, learn the next right action of integrity, move on. But think about your relationships. I bet there's somebody in your relationship, you're still angry about something they did 5 years ago. And you remember it even when they don't. And you make sure to bring it up in a fight that's about the vacuum cleaner, and it was really turns into something that happened 5 years ago. And this stuff is bubbling up for you because you had this judgment and this reaction, this feeling, and you're still angry about it. That's why you don't feel better. The way to feel better is to find emotional freedom. The only path to surefire emotional freedom begins at less judgment. You gotta stop judging things so negatively. Yourself and others. That's why I say, judge less, feel better. Matter of fact, I told my social media community, I said, hey, next time somebody posts hate on a comment, like you post something and someone posts a hate, reply back to them, hashtag judge less, feel better. How's that for the haters? I think this is the best response to haters in the history of the world. Hashtag judge less, feel better. If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff.
and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it. To earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.